This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Greater St. Louis Executive Director of the Red Cross, Lucretia Cox, is joining us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. Lucretia, thank you for being with us today. How are things going?
Things are going well. In the city, we've spent a lot of time just making sure that the needs are met. Normally, when the Red Cross comes into areas after disaster, sheltering is our first priority. And so those immediate needs, making sure that people have access to 3 meals a day, making sure that, you know, any type of mental health needs, any type of support that they might need in that time of disaster, we're there for.
Do we know approximately how many St. Louisans are in Red Cross shelters right now?
Sure. We have 159 people in Red Cross shelters right now.
Wow. Wow. And people have just lost their homes. I mean, one minute you're just living life. You're just doing normal things, and then your home is gone, and then the Red Cross steps up. Because I think when you put yourself in that position, the first question is, oh my gosh, what do I do? Where do I go? I have nowhere to go.
Yes. We actually worked on transportation with the mayor's office to ensure that people can get to the shelters. A lot of people don't have access to transportation, so we worked with Metro, Bus, and Bi-State. And every night at 8 p.m., you can get picked up from two locations. There's one on Natural Bridge at the Save-A-Lot, and then there's one right in front of the old library at Enright and Union, where we're picking up residents.
So we have been, we've been covering the storm since it happened, and all we've heard from public officials, whether it's the mayor or the governor of Missouri or Senator Josh Hawley, whoever it is, they've just been talking about how coordinated everything feels and it's collaborative. Is that the sense you're getting too, that between the city and the state and the community, that there has been really good collaboration here?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of collaboration. Like I said, we're working closely with, the mayor's office, and the mayor's office is communicating with all counterpoints. We, especially at the community level, there's so much collaboration going on, and that's really what makes me excited about the spirit of St. Louis and how we come together as a community in times of crisis. We've been working with other organizations, grassroots organizations, and then other just people in the neighborhoods that have set up tents. Just yesterday, I was with some people on Adelaide, and they were neighbors, just working together to bring food to each other. And so I met with them to see how we can support them, what we can bring to them. And so these funds today, what you're raising today, can help us get the necessary supplies to them.
Yeah, just can you, I know it's very practical and probably makes sense when you sit down and think about it. But those supplies, when people donate right now, like again, KMOX.com/Red Cross, when people donate, what is their money purchasing or helping to fund?
Yeah, so there were some people who didn't have tarps for their homes, and so we're providing them with tarps. We received a request for boxes because many of them might have to move. We received a request for food, you know, any items, you know, that we're able to purchase for them that will help them throughout this transition in their life, we are willing to step up to support.
Is there still a need for tarp donation? We know that earlier in the week that STLRecovers.com, that they had places where you could drop off. They were listed there on that website. Is that still a pretty great need?
You know, we're just listening to community and hearing from them. I think, you know, I mentioned before, not a lot of people have access to transportation. So I think there are pockets of people that just don't know where the resources are. And so that's why we're going into the communities. We're canteening, we're canvassing, we're out talking to neighborhoods to make sure needs are met.
KMOX.com/Red Cross. If you would like to make a donation, we would love for you to do that. And again, it's very important, Lucretia, to let people know that all of the money that's being donated here from this link, from this website, in conjunction with the Red Cross, KMOX, and Fox 2, it's all staying local. All of that money is staying here.
Yes. You know, again, this is, you know, a disaster that affected our community. We want to make sure that we support, you know, the Missouri and our region. And we're really just, you know, happy to provide that relief to our neighbors.
And then, again, I think it might be important to remind people that this need will go on for a while. It's going to take long time. It's not like you need a couple days of food or water, but this need is going to take a while.
Yeah, there's still people without power that have not been restored. And so, you know, everyone's working hard, and, you know, Ameren's working hard to ensure that, you know, their power is restored, but there's so much devastation. And, you know, with the damage of the tornado and just the gravity of how wide the tornado was and how long it was, it's going to take some time to rebuild. And so, you know, we're working on, you know, ways and, you know, shelters and continuing to do that, because we know that they're going to be in them for a while. But, you know, we're excited to be able to provide that support to them, that respite to them, and to really just, assign a case manager, especially for our shelters, to kind of help them throughout their process and their journey into having a better life for themselves.
Lucretia, before we say goodbye here, is there anything else that you would like to pass along to the community, whatever it is?
Yes, I am encouraging everyone to call 1-800-RED-CROSS. If you call this number, we will have you in our system, and then we'll be able to respond to you. We do provide financial aid to those that are eligible, and so we want to make sure that you have that. We are right now sending out, well, not right now, and then next, you know, soon we'll be sending out people to survey, doing damage assessments of your property, and we want to make sure that everyone who is eligible to receive financial aid, that they get it into their hands.
Lucretia Cox, the Greater St. Louis Executive Director for the Red Cross, thank you for all the work that you're doing, and thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.